And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels, who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's firepower have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilians. Vessels and warships. The U.S. and its partners are trying to both protect a vital commercial shipping lane and themselves. I'm Sagar Meghani.
President Joe Biden wrapped up 2 days of meetings with leaders of the group of seven wealthy democracies in Italy on Friday. G7 leaders focused on threats they say China poses to the global economy and AI ethics as championed by Pope Francis. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wuttakuswara reports.
Leaders held a session on economic threats posed by China, including Beijing's practice of flooding global markets with cheap electric vehicles, its trade and investment practices in developing countries, and support for Russia's war machine. President Joe Biden highlighted the issue in his press conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
China is not supplying weapons, but the ability to produce those weapons and the technology available to do it. So it is, in fact, helping Russia.
On Friday, the group also discussed the root causes of migration and how to combat the smuggling of migrants. Patsy Wuttakuswara, VOA News, Brindisi, Italy.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Speaker Mike Johnson wants to take Attorney General Merrick Garland to court for audio of U.S. President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on House Republican legal efforts to hold the Attorney General in contempt.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will go to court to enforce the subpoena against Attorney General Merrick Garland for access to President Joe Biden's special counsel audio interview. The legal effort follows the Justice Department's refusal to prosecute Republicans' contempt of Congress charge. Johnson called the refusal sadly predictable. Republicans have demanded the audio of the special counsel's interview of the president about improper retention of classified documents. A transcript was handed over. Garland has said releasing the audio could jeopardize future sensitive investigations. Norman Hall, Washington.
Iran and Sweden have agreed to a prisoner swap freeing Hamid Nouri. Convicted of war crimes by Sweden over 1988 mass executions in the Islamic Republic, it remains unclear who Sweden will be getting released for the swap Saturday. Swedish officials did not immediately acknowledge the deal. Oman mediated the swap, the state-run Oman news agency reported. Iranian state television reported Nouri was already freed and would be heading back to Tehran. In 2022, the Stockholm District Court sentenced Nouri to life in prison over his roles in the executions. The lack of laws governing digital currencies has slowed their expansion in the United States. Cryptocurrency investors are encouraged that the U.S. House of Representatives is considering a new legal framework for electronic money. VOA's Deanna Mitchell reports.
Digital currencies were on their way up until cyber attacks in recent years caused many investors to lose billions of dollars. Now, cryptocurrency experts say digital currency is ready for a rebound, thanks in part to congressional action to regulate digital asset market. Matthew Graham is managing partner of the emerging technologies venture capital firm Rise Labs. At a recent crypto conference in Texas, he said the United States is trailing the world in digital currency and should not presume that the standard for most electronic money will continue to be U.S. dollars. If senators do not take up the House digital currency legislation in this election year, it may be up to the next president to shape cryptocurrency's future in the United States. Deanna Mitchell, VOA News, Austin, Texas.
The IOC has approved 14 athletes from Russia and 11 Belarusians with neutral status to compete at the Paris Olympics in a first list from five sports published Saturday. Tennis, swimming, or judo were not on the list of sports assessed by an International Olympic Committee vetting panel. Cycling, gymnastics, taekwondo, weightlifting, and wrestling were judged, and lists of athletes from other Olympic sports are likely to follow within days. It is unclear if all are guaranteed to come to Paris. Russia and Belarus are banned from team sports at the Paris Olympics because of the military invasion of Ukraine. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.